SI handles the same stuff the Black Cats did. It's just been made real clear to us that our reports had better not sound like a drug trip. So, the reports provide an explanation. They don't provide much accuracy. You're standing there, right in front of me, telling me that when Dresden told me it was vampires, he was being serious? Completely, Murphy said. Tilly folded his arms. Jesus, Karen. You think I'm lying to you? She asked. You aren't, he said. But that doesn't mean there are vampires running around out there. It just means that you believe it's true. Maybe I'm just gullible, Murphy suggested. Tilly gave her a reproachful look. Or maybe the pressure is getting to you and you aren't seeing things objectively. I mean, if you make some comment even obliquely alluding to menstruation or menopause and its effect on my judgment, Murphy interrupted, I will break your arm in 11 places. Tilly pressed his lips together sourly. Damn it, Murphy, can you hear yourself? Vampires? For Christ's sake, what am I supposed to think? Murphy spread her hands. I'm not sure. Harry, what's actually happening? I laid out the last couple of days, focusing on the events in Chicago and leaving out everything but the broadest picture of the White Council and the Red Court and their involvement. This vampire couple, Murphy said, you think they're the ones who got to Rudolph? Stands to reason. They could put pressure on him a lot of different ways. They wanted to remove him before he could squeal and sent their heavy to do it. I can't believe what I'm hearing here, Tilly said. So when are you moving? Murphy asked me, ignoring him. Tonight. No one is moving anywhere until I get some answers, Tilly said. To his credit, he didn't stick any bravado into the sentence. He made it as a statement of simple fact. Don't know how many of those I can give you, man, I said quietly. There's not much time, and my little girl is in danger. This isn't a negotiation, Tilly said. Agent, I said, sighing. There's still a little time. I'm willing to talk with you. My voice hardened. But not for long. Please believe me when I say that I can take Susan out of this building with or without your cooperation. Harry, Murphy said, as if I just uttered something unthinkably rude for which I ought to be ashamed. Tick-tock, Murph, I answered. If he pushes me, I can't afford to stand here and smile. Now I'm curious, Tilly said, bristling almost visibly. I think I'd like to see you try that. Till, Murphy said in exactly the same voice. Mother of God, boys, would it kill either of you to behave like adults? Please? I folded my arms, scowling. Tilly did the same, but we both shut up. Thank you, Murphy said. Till, do you remember that tape that was on the news a few years back, after the deaths at Special Investigations? The werewolf thing? Tilly asked. Yeah, blurry, badly lit, out of focus, and terrible effects. The creature didn't look anything like a werewolf, only suddenly the tape mysteriously vanishes, so it can't be verified by anyone. Secondhand versions are probably on the internet somewhere. He mused and said, the actress they had playing you was pretty good, though. That wasn't an actress, Till, Murphy said quietly. I was there. I saw it happen. The tape was genuine. You have my word. Tilly frowned again. He ducked his head down slightly, dark eyes focused on his thoughts, as if he were reading from a report only he could see. Look, man, I said quietly. Think about it like this. What if you'd never heard me say the word vampire? What if I'd said drug cartel or terrorists instead? And I told you that this group of terrorists was financed by shady corporations, and that one of them had blown the office building to prevent their illegal data from being stolen and exposed to the world. What if I had told you that because I'd pissed them off, a bunch of terrorists had taken my daughter? That they were going to cut her head off and put the video on the internet, that Susan and the mystery man were spooks from an organization I was not at liberty to divulge, trying to help me find and recover the girl. Would it still sound crazy? Tilly cocked his head for a second, then he said in a subdued voice, it would sound like the plot of a cheesy novel, he shrugged. But the logic would hold up. I mean, They don't call those assholes extremists for nothing. Okay, I said gently. Then maybe we can just pretend I said it was terrorists and go from there. It's my daughter, man. Tilly looked back and forth from me to Murphy, he said quietly. Either you're both crazy, or I am, or you're telling me the truth. He shook his head. And I'm not sure which of the possibilities disturbs me more. You got a piece of paper? I asked him. Bemused, he got in his drawer and got out a pad. I grabbed a pen and wrote on it, Susan, tell him everything. Harry. I tore off the page, folded the note, and said, I guess Susan hasn't said much to you. Tilly grunted. Nothing, in fact. Literally nothing, which is fairly hardcore in my experience. She can be stubborn, I said. Go give her this. You know I haven't seen her in hours. Get her story off the record. See how well it matches up. He took the note and looked at it, then back at me. Hard to know who to trust, I said. Talk to her. Try to take the story apart. See if it stands up. He thought about it for a moment and said, Keep him here, Murphy. Okay. Tilly left. There were two chairs, and neither looked comfortable. I settled down on the floor and closed my eyes. How bad is it? She asked me. Pretty bad, I said quietly. I need to ask you a favor.
Sure.
Look, I have a will in a lockbox at the National Bank on Michigan. If something should happen to me, I'd appreciate it if you'd see to it. You're on the list of people who can open it, listed as executor.
Harry, she said.
Granted, there's not much to have a will about at the moment, I said. Everything was in my house or office, but there are some intangibles, and I felt my throat tighten and cut short my request. Take care of it for me?